Guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, it almost looked like it was kind of a risk-off type trading day today, especially the wheat and the beans.
Yeah, just selling across the board. The funds, the big trading funds, continue to press the short side of these markets without much abatement, and they just said they're selling technically poor markets, and they keep adding the shorts, which has been making them win so far. But they're getting to be pretty big shorts, 40-some thousand in Kansas City wheat, 50-plus in Chicago wheat. They're short over 100,000 corn, so it's they're pressing this market down into some weak technicals, and they just kind of self-fulfilling prophecy as they push it lower.
Sure, kind of compounds on each other then.
Yep.
Livestock side of things, that one was a little bit two-sided there in the live cattle, but the feeders have been lower all day.
Yeah, the feeders just continue to struggle here, and the spread between live cattle and feeders are historically narrow here too, but that trend just persists here. Funds are kind of the opposite in this, especially the live cattle market. They're holding near a record long position there in those in the live cattle market, so kind of the opposite extreme there. There was talk this morning that Iraq may about 200,000 to 300,000 tons of wheat from us this morning. Also, sounds like Egypt has rejected some of Romania's wheat they recently purchased due to quality issues. But again, like you said, it's just kind of a selling commodities across the board today, everything from grains to livestock to oil. Just about every commodity on the board's in the red here today.
Sure. Got a WASDE report coming up this week on Friday.
Yeah, that doesn't help matters either. Most people are looking for just slightly bigger carryovers, probably steady to growing crops in South America. And then we do have export sales tomorrow, too, which they should be caught up to the calendar now after the government shutdown. And same with these commitment of traders reports showing these funds short. They're pretty well caught up now, too, to being current.
Hog market, I guess, is the next thing here, I guess.
Yeah, they just keep struggling. Not a lot of good news there. We need to see this deal with China signed, and it doesn't sound like it's going to be a done deal till the end of March. So in the meantime, we just kind of pedal sideways to lower here. And it's almost like the market wants to see China come in and buy actual beans, wheat, corn, and meats before they really want to push this market higher. And we're probably still a month early of being in the weather market here.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
The energy was a little weaker today, and it did show some build there. Crude had a 7 million barrel build, but there was a 4.2 million draw on gasoline and 2.4 in distillate. So a little bit negative on the crude side, but a little friendly on the product side.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.